very often throughout the various mitzvot, the commandments, the directives of the Torah that we commit ourselves to, we find ourselves chanting the purpose of those particular or that particular mitzvah very often, either Zecher Liyetziat Mitzrayim, its purpose being to reawaken our awareness of having gone through the Exodus and being freed from the bowels of slavery of Mitzrayim, or alternatively, and also popularly, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishit, that we should reflect and remember the establishment and the creation of the world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these themes of Zecher L'Yetziat Mitzrayim and Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishit seem to continuously repeat themselves, indicating therefore that there very well may be an intrinsic relationship, an intrinsic connection between these two concepts. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchot Chometz Umatzah Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph says as follows: Mitzvat Asei Shel Torah Lesaper B'Nisim B'Niflaot Shenasu La'Avoteinu B'Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah Belel Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, on the 15th night of Nisan, to speak about, to discuss, to converse regarding the various Nisim V'Niflot, the miracles that took place or that happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Shene'emar, where does the Rambam learn this from? Zachor et hayom hazeh asher yitzatem mimitzrayim. Remember this day that you came out of Mitzrayim, continues the Rambam, as if that would not have been enough. Kemo shene'emar, and also as it says, Zachor et yom ha-shabbat. And the question is, what prompted the Rambam to connect or demonstrate the importance of discussing Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim on the 15th night to the issue of Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho, to remembering Shabbat as well? Obviously, there seems to be a very intrinsic and important relationship that exists between these two concepts. And while there are many explanations that are offered by various acharonim on that Rambam, I'd like to share with you a thought which I believe demonstrates a different angle. Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz asked the following question. With regards to Yetziat Mitzrayim, we declare regularly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim biyad chazaka ubekoach gadol, with a strong hand and with great strength. The question that Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz asks is a rather obvious one. How do we justify this statement? Why or how can we ascribe these physical entities, this physical prowess and power and strength, to none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Particularly when we iterate in our tefillah every day, HaMechadesh B'Tuvo B'Chol Yom Tamid Ma'asei Bereshit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day reawakens, renews, recreates the world from anew. Obviously, Hashem Kiviyachol is capable of performing miraculous feats. Certainly would not require great strength or a strong hand as we describe it, or as we ascribe it to Hashem. What is going on here? Rabbi Yonatan explains, based on the Ramban, Nachmanides writes that were Hashem to resort to Nisim v'Niflaot, to miraculous feats, regularly, people would start thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavanah, that His intentions are to recreate the world. And for that reason, says the Ramban, Hashem does not rely upon Nisim v'Niflaot on a regular basis. Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, based on this Ramban, explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather rule the world what's called Al Pi Teva, according to the natural parameters of how the world should run. Hashem wants the world to take its due course. He created everything lemineu, everything with a purpose, and allowed it to exist afterwards. And he wants everyone to be able to exist and to deal with this world, ish hayashar beinav taseh. Everyone should naturally take their due course according to their choice of action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not tamper, therefore, regularly with the natural occurrences of the world to ensure, says Rabbi Yonatan, the preservation of freedom of choice, the preservation of what we call Bechira Chofshit. And therefore, says Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, when it says that it was difficult for Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so biyad chazakah bekoach gadol, that he took Bnei Yisrael out with great strength, implying that indeed it was a difficult feat for Hashem to do, that he has to muster up his great strength in order to make it so, says Rabbi Yonatan, no. This is relative. It is an expression of biyad chazakah, because relatively speaking to Hashem, who would prefer that the world take its normal effect in its natural state, when he has to perform a nes, to a certain extent he does so with a mighty hand and with great strength, because it is in contrast with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would normally prefer. In addition, says Rabbi Yonatan, Nisim, the effects of miracles, because they are outside the realm of our natural due course, are therefore short-lived. The effect of a miracle ultimately wears off, as is most evident by Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael who experienced a tremendous amount of miracles in front of their faces, both the Asara Makot, the 10 plagues that happened to the Egyptians, Yetziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, the Man, the Be'er, the Eish, all the various Nisim miracles that escorted them to leave Egypt and thereon, nonetheless Bnei Yisrael resorted to a certain amount of bad behavior, of a lack of emunah, a lack of belief in Hashem. Right after Kriyat Yamsuf, after Chazal declare Ra'ata Shivcha Alayam Mashalo Ra'a Yechezkel Ben Buzi, the most lowly servant within Am Yisrael experienced at the Yamsuf what the great Novi, the great prophet Yechezkel, could not possibly fathom. Right after that Kriyat Yamsuf, that event, it says, Vayitzak El Hashem. Bnei Yisrael don't have water. They turn to Hashem and start screaming and complaining. What, they no longer had faith after they witnessed these miracles that Hashem would provide them with the bare necessity of water? The answer is no, because the effect of the miracle itself is short-lived. And while we ourselves, says Rabbi Yonatan, might therefore view a miracle as a failure, in actuality, it ensures that our or the achievements of the nes, of the miracle, do not tamper with one's nature and normal patterns of behavior. The proof of this, says Rabbi Yonatan, is by the Egel HaZahav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Saru maher min haderech asher tzivitim. Go down from the mountain, and you will find that Bnei Yisrael have very quickly left my derech. They are no longer following the script and the directives which they were given. Moshe says in return to Hashem after witnessing Bnei Yisrael's promiscuous behavior, Lama yechere apcha be'amecha asher hotzeita me'eretz Mitzrayim bekoach gadol ubiyad chazaka. Says Moshe, why would you want to destroy? Why are you so angry upon this nation that you took out of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand and with great strength? Again, that expression. What was Moshe's response? What was he telling Hashem by saying these words? says Rabbi Yonatan as follow, a tremendous insight. Moshe was, in a sense, reminding, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Bnei Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they did so through Nisim v'Niflaot. They witnessed the miracles of Hashem. They witnessed the Koach Gadol and Yad Chazakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Moshe to Hashem, lest we forget that ultimately the effects of miracles wear off. Yatzu me'eretz Mitzrayim. How did Bnei Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim? Biyad chazakah b'koach gadol. The miracle of God's mighty strength would ultimately wear off, and Bnei Yisrael would inevitably return to their wayward ways after 210 years of witnessing the promiscuous behavior of the Mitzrim. Says Moshe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what could you expect from them? After they see the miracle, after a while, they would go back and resort to their various wayward behavior. And therefore Moshe pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuv mecharon apecha, v'hinachem al hara'a le'amecha. Don't allow your anger to overcome and to destroy this nation. Moshe pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Am Yisrael must be granted time, they must be granted nurturing, and they must be given the time to develop their own free will, their own subscription to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not based on miracles, but based on their natural understanding of ultimately what is significant in their lives. The message, therefore, Rabotai, of Nisim, of miracles, is a reflection upon them, is that not only are the miracles impactful for that moment, but a miracle is as impactful as we allow them to be incorporated into our lives. A nes, a miracle, is meant to recharge and to revive our spiritual batteries. But ultimately, we have to take that effect and influence it upon our own lives in order to further promote our devotion and our allegiance to Hashem. And so too is the case with Shabbat. Sheshet yomim ta'aseh melacha, ubayom ha'shvi'i Shabbat vayinafash. 6 days, the Torah says, we work. The seventh day we rest. Why is it necessary for the Torah to state the 6 days that we work? Because Shabbat is that one day of Kedusha. It encapsulates Kedusha. But we're meant to take the effect of that one day, which may be temporary, and make it permanent. To influence and to infuse enthusiasm on the rest of the days of the week as well. And therefore, ultimately, the Zecher liYetziat Mitzrayim and Zecher leMaaseh Bereishit of Shabbat share one purpose. The one common purpose that they share is to promote and to assist and to facilitate us to incorporate Kedusha, not only for the moment and not only a temporary one, but ultimately to infuse that Kedusha on a regular basis into our lives every day. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. To be able to recognize Hashem's existence and Hashem's presence in our lives on a daily basis. That's what a Jew is meant to achieve. Shabbat Shalom.